This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
There's a big article by Mike Silver that was written in The Athletic over the weekend.
Huge.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Joe, I'll ask you this question.
Sure.
And I'll phrase it to the audience. And I want to hear it. Rapid fire, line them up. 888-957-9570. John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, and Jed York, they're all in a room. They're all in a room together, and they have to make a decision.
What's the decision?
It could be anything. Could be the amount of money that Brock Purdy is worth. The amount of years they want to line up with him. It could be a draft pick. Whatever you want. But it has to do with the 49ers roster. Who do you want to have final say? Do you want Kyle Shanahan to have final say? Do you want John Lynch to have final say? Or do you want Jed York to have final say?
Well, I'll tell you, first and foremost, where I do not want to have any final say on anything is the owner. Get out of here. Move out of the way, Jed.
Even though it's his team.
Don't care. That's great. The owner gives the blessings for the other guys, and he puts them in a position to succeed. You sign the paychecks. You sign the checks. That's great. We can have your input when we need it. Not for that stuff. Not the final say. Now it comes down to Shanahan and Lynch for me.
For you.
I go with the best team, the best method, the team that's won two Super Bowls in the last decade. It's the Philadelphia Eagles method. Howie Roseman calls the shots, makes the draft picks, does the contracts, Nick Sirianni, Doug Petersons, whoever's coaching there, when Andy Reid, they do all the coaching and they put the players that they get in positions to succeed. They can do the coaching staff. They can be a part of that process. That's what they do. So I say all that to say John Lynch should be making the final decisions when it comes to the contracts, when it comes to player personnel, when it comes to all that stuff. Kyle, you worry about your coaches. You worry about your staff. You worry about your players, the X's and O's. I'll get all the logistics. I'll get all the numbers. I'll get all that stuff done. The scouting, all of that. I'll take that off of your plate. Then we have a owner, GM, head coach, all in unity. That is what I need.
How many people agree with Joe Spadoni? How many people think that the GM, John Lynch, should be the one to have final say? I'll present it again. Rapid fire. 888-957-9570. I want to hear from Niner fans. Where are you at? Three guys are in a room. It's Lynch, it's Shanahan, it's York. They're having a decision about a player on the roster, whether it's money to draft them, to re-sign them, to extend them, whatever. Who should be the one to have final say? Who thinks it should be Jed York? Anyone?
No.
Is there anyone out there who thinks the owner should have some say?
No.
I think there is an argument to be made that the owner should have some say.
Depends on the owner, not Jed York.
Okay.
Joe Lacob, should he have some say at the Warriors? Absolutely.
What about?
He's won four titles and he brought Chase Center here. He's done a lot for this organization. Absolutely, Joey Lightyear should have some say.
Like, how many people are here saying that Shanahan should be the one who has final say? Not that he should be picking every player, but when push comes to shove, going to two Super Bowls, turning this thing around the way that he has, he should be the one with final say.
888-957-9570. And shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Joe Shasky, it's a great question. Legal tampering period has begun in the NFL. So we're talking all things. Hey, the NFC West is already making moves everywhere. We already know that Cooper Kupp is on the trade block. We already know that the Rams re-signed and brought back Matt Stafford. Now they add Devontae Adams. The Seahawks, they get rid of DK Metcalf for a second-round pick. They get rid of Geno Smith for a third-round pick. They are loading up for the NFL draft. What kind of quarterback are they going to go after? Are they going to draft someone? They're going to bring in Sam Darnold. Are they going to bring back Russell Wilson? No, that's too much. Russell Wilson's not going back to Seattle. But things are percolating right now, and we would like, if I'm a 49ers fan, for them to start doing something. Not to be say you're going to be reactive, but what are those conversations looking like in the locker room? What is it looking like with John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan and Jed York? Are they on a text thread? Or do they have the eyes message? Which one of them has the green text? Is there an Android in there? Like, what is going on when these conversations are happening? And no one likes a green text, by the way. I'm just going to keep it a buck. No one likes a green text. Our group thread, no one's got a green text. We're all in unison. I need that for the San Francisco 49ers. They all need to be on the iMessage. Sean is out in Oakland, because I'm going to ask you a question on the other side of this. But Sean's in Oakland. Sean, who has the final say to you?
And why?
And why? Lynch, York, or Shanahan?
Lynch.
Why?
Because I think he made good decisions. I'm really with whoever's not trying to get Joey Bosa. Whoever's not trying to get Joey Bosa needs to make the last decision. Nick Bosa is barely doing what he needs to do. We don't need both of those guys there. We can go get anybody besides him.
I kind of feel you on that. I feel like Joey Bosa is this shiny little object that doesn't, like,
thanks, look,
Sean. Could they use a pass rusher? Yeah. I don't think he's that good. Like, I think he's an upgrade, but for how many games? And how much is it going to cost me? And then what does that do to the dynamic on defense? Is that clicky? Are we going back to clicks? Or are we actually going to play football and be one unity?
All I know is Joey Bosa, again, when healthy, which is a big part of this, because this was a team dealing with a lot of injuries last year. And am I signing a player who is, and I know some people hate this word, quote unquote, injury prone. But if I'm signing him and bringing him in here, that is a concern. Having said that, am I in a position to be scoffing at players that have been to Pro Bowls, that have been to All Pros? Like, am I in a position to, you know, just push them to the side and say, we're too good for that? Because outside of Nick Bosa on this line, does anyone else really give you hope, Joe Shasky?
He reminds me, in terms of the way he's, like, online, the way he's perceived, he's better than this guy, but it reminds me a lot of, like, a Nick Young.
Okay.
Like, Nick Young generated a lot of clicks online. we talked about him at a disproportionate rate to his impact on the team.
I'll say this. Joey Bosa in his given sport has been accomplished way more than Nick Young.
But we talk about him like he's a 16-game player, when in the last 4 years, he's been an occasional player.
No, that's a fact.
He hasn't had double-digit sacks in 4+ years.
And having said that, he still has 72 for a career, which is actually way more than I thought he had. 17 forced fumbles, 4 fumble recoveries. He has had a pretty good career, albeit an up-and-down career as far as a health standpoint. 5-time Pro Bowler, Defensive Rookie of the Year. I think I said All-Pro. He's never been an All-Pro.
No, but I'm saying the name feels sexier than the actual production.
Okay.
Right? Like, yeah. I think we do this at times in sports. We're like, oh, I know that name. Like, yeah, bring that guy in. And it's like, yeah, but he's not that good.
Lauri Markkanen on line one. I've heard of that guy.
Carmelo before he accepted the role off the bench.
Okay, yeah.
When he still viewed himself as a starter.
We still get people calling about Dwight Howard.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
How old is he, 50 years old?
I think it's probably
now?
More precedent in the NBA. Yes. But the Bosas have NBA-like recognition because of their last name.
So are you out on Joey Bosa?
No, I'm saying like Joey Bosa's fine, but if that's all you're going to do in this little period right now, that accomplished nothing.
Oh, if it's a piece of what you're going to be doing, because if I added Joey Bosa and maybe my first pick in the NFL draft is another defensive lineman. I know, roll your eyes, Niners drafting a defensive lineman in the first round, but it's like outside of the quarterback D-line, that's where you got to shore it up, man. And again, you just heard from Baldy last second. We were talking about Brian Baldinger joins last week. Mm-hmm. You look at the Philadelphia Eagles and we're talking about them being the blueprint of everything. I'm trying to model my, and I know you're throwing up in your mouth at this 49ers fans. You're just like, oh, the Eagles. I know it sucks to say this. They are the model franchise right now and what you need to be. They just dominated the team that beat you in 2 Super Bowls in the Super Bowl. They dominated the Kansas City Chiefs. And what was it? Offensive and defensive line just dominated.
And let's also be fair. But let's also be fair here. They also said, Josh Sweat, we're not extending you. You're playing it out. Hassan Reddick, you don't want to play ball? Take a hike.
Yep.
Right,
like, they lost Fletcher Cox. They lost Jason Kelce.
Exactly. They were actually a little more stubborn. Now, everyone's like, they paid everyone. No, actually, they didn't. They picked and choose who they wanted to keep. And some of the guys, they were like, no, we're not bringing you back.
I mean, they were just so, they had so much talent and names on that team. So I might think like, and we're saying that, but they still had an A.J. Brown. They still had Devontae Smith. They still had Dallas Goedert. They still had, you know, who's my guy? Lane Johnson. They still had Jordan Mailata. They had a lot of names on team that they had so much talent there that I feel like it was slept on. So comparing the Niners to the Eagles, there are levels to this, and it's not a like for like comparison because of the line positions that they were just so much had so much more depth on the offensive and defensive line than the 49ers do right now. So it's not a fair comparison in that point. Where we'll compare them to is this, though. What happened last year when the Eagles got knocked out of the playoffs, got humbled against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the first round, coming off a Super Bowl loss. And the 49ers, you know, they were the main reason why they crashed out. You know, the Eagles were what, 9-1, 10-1 heading to that matchup against the 49ers on that afternoon game in Philadelphia. And Deebo Samuel just ran all over them, and the 49ers did, and they stole their souls, and they were never the same. But what did the Eagles do after that? They looked back in the mirror and said, we're going to lose some players. We're going to make some hard decisions to be made. We're going to bring back the players we need to bring back. You know what? We're going to revamp our offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator. That's what they did. They brought in new players. They brought in Kellen Moore. They brought in Vic Fangio, and it all worked out. Zach Bond, who they re-signed this past offseason. They signed him last year. He was a first-team All-Pro linebacker alongside Fred Warner, who was also a first-team one with the 49ers. So they have a first-team All-Pro linebacker, right? They make the moves that needed to be made with Quinyon Mitchell in the draft and Cooper DeJean in the draft. A secondary that was putrid all of a sudden became one of the best in the NFL. And we signed a guy. We traded for a guy. They signed a guy in Saquon Barkley, and it changed everything. He had a Christian McCaffrey like season, like Christian McCaffrey had a year prior with the 49ers, but an even better one because he was able to do it in the Super Bowl, and he got them a Super Bowl trophy in his first year in Philadelphia. And even if he falls apart this year, like kind of Christian McCaffrey injury-wise, even if that happens this year, doesn't matter because you know what? You got the ring. Is it going to be difficult to replicate that if you're the 49ers? Absolutely. And I'm not saying it's even going to be feasible given where they are with their depth of talent on the defensive line. but it starts right now, Joe Shasky. It started right now for the Eagles last year, and it could start right now for the San Francisco 49ers.
Do you think, like, we're doing this conversation, Lynch, Shanahan, and York are in a room making a decision about the Niners roster. Who should have final say? Do you think John Lynch was happy with just the whole Debo experience the last couple of years?
No.
I don't either. Do you think he was happy with the way Brandon Ayuk handled business last year?
No.
How about Trent Williams?
No. But he understands. Like, he's not happy about it, but he understands.
But I don't think, I think if he had his way, I think he would have traded Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
All right. And I think he would have traded Debo Samuel last year as well, if he had his way. It's just, and all I'm going off of is the way that he conducts himself as a human. John Lynch is not for the nonsense.
Real quick on that. I hear you. That's a very tough look after you lost a Super Bowl in overtime to just say, yeah, it feels like we're going to blow it up.
They traded DeForest Buckner after losing the Super Bowl to the Chiefs, one of the most beloved Niners.
Okay, but they also had Eric Armstead there in the way. Like, their depth there at the time, I understood why they were doing it, and it wasn't a great move in retrospect because you replaced him with Javon Kinlaw.
Yeah.
But you saw what they were doing, at least from a financial perspective. Coming off a Super Bowl loss, your best two wide receivers that helped your quarterback, like that's baked into all of it. Like, second team All-Pro Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel, when your quarterback has said, Brock Purdy, I feel more confident as a quarterback with those guys. With, like, I'm not the quarterback I am without those guys. Like, that holds some weight. Like
I hear you.
Like, that's part of it. You can't just come off there and get rid of your two best, you know, wide receivers when you're trying to build up your young quarterback. You can't.
But I also think that Lynch views it as, like, I'm a guy that played with Keyshawn Johnson. We won without him. I'm a guy that played where we had an elite defense, and it didn't matter if Sean King was the quarterback or Brad Johnson. Like, I think that he views things, not that he doesn't like Brock. I'm saying, I think he views the game very simply. We need to get our defense right. And it's nowhere near right. And I think sexy offensive weapons on the outside are secondary to beefing up the trenches and establishing a presence on defense. And I think both of those areas are areas where this team is clearly deficient. And that's why I think he needs more influence. I think John Lynch needs more influence on this team.
I kind of like just, you know, throw Jed York to the side, but if you want to keep in the conversation, it's fine. I kind of like just who should have the final say when it comes to these moves. Should it be John Lynch or Kyle Shanahan? Like, that's really what it boils down to. And I get it. Jed York is a part of the conversation.
Sure.
But it's ultimately, he's going to let those guys decide.
Do you think Lynch liked the Pearsall pick? I'm just asking out loud. After paying Brandon Ayuk and or knowing that he wanted to pay Brandon Ayuk and not trading him and not trading Debo, you think John Lynch, who attacks football from a defensive mindset as a hard hitter, you think he was like, yep, get me that third receiver after I just paid Juwan Jennings to be our third receiver?
It definitely felt like a Kyle Shanahan.
Exactly.
So, again, we're talking about it right now. Who should have final say on some of these decisions when it comes to the roster? Should it be Lynch? Should it be Shanahan? Should it be Jed York? Or final calls in general? 888-957-9570. I think Chasky and I are both in lockstep. It should be John Lynch when it comes to some of this stuff. But I understand why Kyle Shanahan has his thumbprint on a lot of this, because it is his baby.
He's earned it.
He is one of the premier play callers in the NFL. It's him, it's Andy Reid, Sean McVay, and that's it as far as I'm concerned. You can throw Kevin O'Connell in there as well. A guy, though, that comes from the Kyle Shanahan coaching tree.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.